in the last 130 years worth of weather data, that Northwest Iowa territory is the second driest. They had the second driest June on record, and that's pretty concerning. You know, we're already at a moisture deficit up there coming into the most critical time for corn and soybeans coming up on flowering and pod determination. That's pretty concerning to have that big of a moisture deficit up in those counties. You know, in June, that's when we're determining our number of rows around. So hopefully we won't be seeing any issues with our number of kernels around rows around here in June. And that high heat, I think it was also record or one of the warmest Junes on record as well. I think last year was a little bit warmer anyway, but and then you move a little bit further south, they're just what you'd call it normally dry, and we're living on a rain to rain basis down in that neck of the woods. We're sitting pretty decent. We'll need prescription rains, timely rains, to get us through pollination. And then down here more towards I-80, Shelby County, Audubon, we're sitting at a pretty good amount of subsoil moisture and set up for pretty good pollination. Like we talked a little bit, concerned about the heat that we have forecasted, and that next 6 to 10 day forecast, the Climate Prediction Center said we'll have above average temperatures and below average moisture or rainfall. So doesn't spell good things for pollination, but I think we always prevail anyway.